What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Super appreciate it. You know, one of my favorite things to do is to dive into somebody's business and strategize some possibilities for how that person can achieve the goals that they're wanting to reach in their business. And this can take the form of, you know, just how they're setting up their business, where they're spending their time in their business, their ads, their funnels, their team, any of that stuff. And so today you're going to hear just that. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of a recent strategy session. I have a hard time saying strategy session. I've always had a hard time. I have no idea why. I'm going to take you behind the scenes of a recent strategy session. There we go. That I did with one of my newest Accelerator Mastermind members. Her name is Jasmine Shea. And Jasmine is the founder of Your Dinner is Planned, which is a membership site and app that offers the fastest and most affordable way for busy families to get healthy dinners on the table. Jasmine's also the author of over a dozen healthy cookbooks, and her vision for her business is to empower people to value their health in a new way by providing resources to live a healthy, sustainable lifestyle with an approach that's simple and attainable. I love that. And one of Jasmine's goals in her business right now is to increase her existing revenue by another $25,000 a month. And she currently opens her membership on a quarterly basis, so four times a year, and she launches organically on Instagram, where she has a great following. We're going to be talking about how she wants to be positioning her business going forward, not only on Instagram and, you know, in what she's known for and what the business is known for, but just sort of in general, where she wants to take this. This is going to make more sense as we get into the conversation here. You are going to hear her entire launch strategy that she does organically on Instagram. And although her launches are successful and they're very consistent, she tends to bring in about the same number of new members into the membership each time she launches. She now wants a new strategy for increasing her membership signups, one that's outside of her organic approach on Instagram. And so as you're going to hear, there's a ton that Jasmine is doing very right in her business, including one thing, very importantly, knowing all of her numbers, right? I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. You've got to know your numbers in your business, in your launches. I think I'm out of breath because I get so excited about this, which gives her a lot of flexibility in testing different things moving forward in her business, because she knows what her numbers are. So she knows what benchmarks that she needs to be hitting and so on. Okay. So today I suggest some new launch strategies for her that she can test to begin to add that additional $25,000 a month in revenue to her membership without the launch process taking up all of her time and being all stressful and overwhelming. Okay. In addition, you're going to hear today a breakdown of Jasmine's current numbers, including the churn rate for her membership, her average lifetime customer value, and how she looks at deciding on an ad budget to acquire new customers. We talk about how she wants to enhance her customer experience and then further improve her already really strong retention numbers and lifetime customer value. She breaks down her Instagram strategy and her pre-launch phases that she does for her launches. I share a video ad strategy that allows her to repurpose content that she's already created. This was a big one for her because, as you're going to hear today, she didn't want to have to recreate a whole bunch of new content. You know, she's always creating content. It's like, all right, let's repurpose what she's already creating and create a video ad strategy around it that can improve her launches. We talk about her ideal customer avatar and brainstorm some new ways that she can expand her audience targeting and a whole lot more today. As you can see, we cover a lot of stuff in this strategy session, and I wanted to share with you because I think a lot of you, regardless of where you're at from a revenue perspective in your business, can glean a lot of information and takeaways from this strategy call with Jasmine. Now, before we dive in with Jasmine, there are a few spots remaining for my next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind group, which runs from October 2019 to March 2020. At the time recording this, there's 3 spots left. Also, people are already signing up for the January group, which runs from January 2020 to the end of June 2020. So if you're an online expert, meaning you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, online educator, etc., and you've already achieved a certain level of success in your business, but you're spinning your wheels now to get to the next level. And that next level for you could be breaking through 6 figures, multiple 6 figures, maybe 7 figures. You very likely do not need another course or to read more books. What you need is a cohesive growth strategy, right? In addition to leads and sales from Facebook and Instagram ads, it also takes things like mastering your mindset, building a team, becoming the actual CEO of your business, how to stop doing all the things in your business, positioning yourself as an expert. I mean, I could go on here, right? Because most experts, and I've been guilty of this for a long time up until recently, teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum. But to create sustainable growth, it takes a more holistic strategy along with things like coaching, accountability, community, and support, because it's all connected, my friends, right? And so if you're listening right now and you are nodding, you're like, yes, this is me. Well, I want to help you, because in the same way that having a coach and a group around me helped me grow my business to where it is today, I'm giving that gift to all of you, right? And so if you're an online expert and you're ready for that coaching, support, and accountability in taking your business to the next level, then my 6-month Accelerator Mastermind may be for you. So to learn more, schedule a free strategy session with me. It's application only. So go to rickmulready.com/accelerator, fill out the application there, and then we will schedule a free strategy session with me to find out if you're a fit. All right, let's go hang out with Jasmine Shea. So the first thing I want to talk about as we get into this is clarifying. So from a revenue perspective, what you'd like to see per month is an increase of 25K a month. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. So in addition to what I'm at now, an increase of that. Yes.
Okay, cool. So that clarifies that. But you also said that a win would be having a funnel that brings in 200 new members per month.
Yes.
200 doesn't get us to that 25K. I did the math, and at $18 a month for the program, that's 1,300 and basically 90 customers per month being added. Mm-hmm. So clarify that for me.
So is this like part of the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. No, I love this because you guys will get to see kind of in my thought process and how I can even get more clear on really what my goals are. So ultimately, what I would love is the 200. So consistently 25K extra a month. And then the 200 is what I was picturing to kind of fulfill the opposite of retention, to fulfill the drop-offs. So
okay.
I guess I could have done the math of like, if our retention right now is at 93%, it would ultimately be a consistent flow of 7% of the 25K, if that makes sense.
7% of the 25K. That's what
consistently coming in addition to the steady flow of the 25K. So, okay, 25,000 divided by $18 a month would be an additional, we'll just say 1,400 members.
Yep.
And so 1,400 for a round number at 93% retention would be 1,300. So technically it would be an additional 100 members each month. So it is at 25K. Because if sometimes I set my monthly goals where I say, okay, an extra 10K, and then it's 10K for 1 month. And then the next month it's 8K because right. I don't have the influx to fulfill that retention.
Yeah, I got the churn rate.
Yes.
We're churning out. Okay, cool. Yes. So you'd like to put together a strategy that's getting you at least 100 new members per month.
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But how do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place. Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainers, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit, it's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Well, no, the 100 new members would be on top of what's bringing in the 1,400 members.
I gotcha. Okay.
So I guess 1,500 members to make it simple. And then, yeah. And then the churn would, I mean, at 1,500 would be more than the 25K, which means with churn, then it would be around the 25K. So I guess that's a much simpler way to look at it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, cool. Cool. So the first question I have for you is, so you do the launches right now 4 times a year. They're on Instagram. You've got intentional runway, as you put on your assessment. You build a wait list, doors open 3 days, but you're not doing any kind of like traditional kind of webinar or anything like that. This is like, you're putting the word out there on your stories, on your social media channels. When you do that, generally, how does that work for you from the perspective of how many members that you're bringing in roughly each time you launch?
Yeah. And I can speak in specifics because we actually just closed Cart on Tuesday, which was 2 days ago.
Yep.
So we just wrapped it up and this was a $1 trial launch. So this past $1 trial launch from a few days ago, we ended with 218 new members. And we launched the $1 trial one other time 3 months before that. So the prior quarter, and we got 206. So fairly same results. And it was still to my existing audience. And from that first time, we had 74% stay into the full payment. So
218.74.
So about 161 paying the actual full payment.
Okay, got it. Do you know why the other 26% chose not to stay? Do you have any kind of insight into that?
Yeah, we surveyed them. And if I recall off the top of my head from that last launch, a lot of them actually, we even put it in a document, I don't have it in front of me. A lot of them actually said that even for allergy reasons, it just wouldn't work for them. Like that was the number one, it won't work for me, whether they're primarily dairy free or whether they have allergies. Yeah. Of course, there were the time and money, but I would actually say there were less of those and more of it just them saying it won't work for them. And it, some of them, it really won't.
And that's to be expected.
Yeah. Right?
With this type of, okay, cool.
Yeah. We were really happy with the 74%.
Yeah. That's really good. How long is the dollar trial for? Is it a month?
7 days.
7 days. Okay. Just taking a bunch of notes here.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I had another question off of that. What is your churn rate once they're in the program? I don't mean like 74% stayed into the full. So wait,
yeah. Let me actually pull up our metrics because okay, cool. It's pretty, I have very specific answers for that.
Okay. And you did say before that you had 93% retention.
Yes. That's our average. Like
monthly.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I look at our numbers from June, so right now our average retention actually for the month was 99% this, or for the week, I'm sorry, for this past week was 99%, 96%. For the last month, it was 92%.
Okay.
And if I look at, it's definitely less coming right off of a launch. So if I look at our last launch, our retention, once they came from the trial, was 96.9% for the week. The next week was 97.6%. We really didn't see that much difference now that I'm looking at the numbers. Okay, here's actually what happened too. So our average retention of months that a member would stay after the launch, it was around 8.9 months. Lifetime average was 6.2 months. But then after they left from the first month, it went down to 5.6 months just for that week. I don't know if I'm making much sense because I'm talking like weeks and months, but
yeah. So what I'm hearing is roughly somewhere in that, and it's a good idea to have an exact number and you know your numbers, which is awesome. Somewhere in that 5 to 8 month range is the average time that the people are spending in the program.
Yes, exactly. Okay. The lifetime average of that, including people from the $1 trial, is 6.6 months.
Gotcha. Okay. That's great.
Lifetime of our membership.
Because what that can help you calculate is what it what the customer value is.
Yes, which is the 18 times 6.6.
Yeah, exactly. And so that helps you realize, oh, I can spend X amount of dollars to acquire a customer. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just a, you know, this is a math game.
Yes.
Right. And so before we get into like some launching stuff, and I have a couple other launch questions, one of the things that you mentioned was one of your goals is to implement new strategies for retention. Including, yes. You said, including new ways for members to take action and experience small wins with the support of the community. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, I mean, because if you're at 93%, like that's good. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, our clarifying question is that a top priority for you? Because I look at that, I'm like it's mm-hmm. really good. And it obviously could be better. We could always be better. Right. But at 93%, it doesn't jump out at me as like a top red flag priority to address.
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I would say it's not the top priority, especially compared to bringing new members in.
Yep.
I would say it's where our focus may be, especially because we have a team retreat coming up, and our focus on all of our past team retreats has been, what more can we do? What more? How can we launch? How can we bring in more? And it's been really great, and we've really worked from our vision. But now it was just more so, hey, what if we, because we haven't really put much focus on it for like a year. So we more so said, hey, it's been a year. What can we do to get their feedback? And it's less of like increasing that percent retention number. It's more about how can we really enhance the experience and really just show up for them in a different way, I think is a little bit more where that focus is. But the priority is growing.
Do you feel like, is that coming from a mindset of we are not doing enough for them? Are they asking for other things? Where is that coming from?
No, I don't think so. It's more exciting to me, to be honest. I mean, I feel like what they have, they're getting the transformations and it's working. It's more so us just kind of staying ahead of what else or what more we could do in a very positive way, just to kind of openly explore that and be creative. I don't feel like I'm not giving enough or that they're not giving enough at all. It's just, you know, can we easily and effectively, if we can easily implement something that gets them to take action they wouldn't have, and it doesn't take, you know, too many resources or shift our focus, I just see that as enhancing their experience. But I don't think it's coming from a place of not
doing enough.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So going back to the launch thing, so you're doing 4 launches a year, kind of like what you just talked about. But now you want to look at evergreening, basically accepting new members in addition to the launches. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'm not totally attached to an evergreen. It's more so like the 25K, I guess, if it averaged to 25K over, you know, 25 times 3, that would be great. I think where we're at is we have launched to an entirely cold audience twice via a challenge launch with Facebook ads. And why we transitioned now to do this $1 trial solely to Instagram was really just to test that offer. So what I do see as a potential, I mean, of course, depending on where this goes, but is now taking this proven $1 trial offer and somehow integrating that into what we were doing, whether it's refining the challenge, I don't really know. So if it's still quarterly launches, twice a year launches, I'm not attached to what it looks like at all.
Yeah, because I was, you know, some people don't want to do the evergreen because you're already launching. And, you know, I could see this go both ways. And I'm not super tied to either way, because I look at this as like, you know, if you're launching a few times a year, this is a service. You're solving a problem that, you know, the busy mom wants now.
Yes. Yeah. Right?
And they're like, well, I don't want to wait, you know, 3 months, whatever. And that's the argument for live launching regardless. But I think especially with your business model and how you're specifically helping your target audience, they want that solution now. Mm-hmm. It's like, my life is out of control, and this is really going to help things. You know, this is going to be a big helpful factor for us, you know, and this could be helpful now.
Yeah, I feel that, especially with it being such a low price point. I think that's kind of where I've gone, is like, how can we quickly eliminate those barriers to entry and get them in now? Yeah, because what we've done with our Instagram and just kind of like these scrappy made up processes with our launches is our cart open day was actually our biggest day. Over 50% of our sales came in. And I think it is because we had that wait list and they knew the exact day it was going to open. And they're like, we need in. And so, they need it now for sure.
You know, and it could be like, again, I'm not tied to any one thing. I'm just kind of throwing out ideas here, but this could be like a monthly launch,
Okay.
You know, where it's like light and easy. And it's not like this big heavy launch every month. And we're just talking just like you do a launch, and it's like, this is your time to get in for the next month or something like that.
Yeah.
When they join, how much planning, is it weekly planning? Is it monthly planning that they're getting? What exactly are they going to get? So like I joined today, what am I going to get?
So it's drip fed based on start date, which we actually changed to Saturdays. And okay. So you receive 1 week at a time. So every, gotcha. Okay. And you start at week one.
Yep.
So we have founding members who are on, they just received week 123. But the members who just joined this week, they received week one. And then gotcha. On Saturday, they'll receive week two and then once every week.
Awesome. I love it. Going back to coming, we're going to come back to that. So your podcast, how does that do for you?
Well, it's in hibernation. Yeah. And I feel good about that. It was a big decision for me to make. I just wasn't putting as much energy as I don't even want to say wanted to. It was fun. I have a lot of really great of my kind of core content there, but my Instagram is just where everyone was at, is what we were seeing. Like,
cool.
Just okay. looking at the data. So, but also what I was going to say too, is I'm very detached from how this happens when you're talking about monthly launches. Like yeah. that really excites me. Anything excites me so long as it's not all on Instagram. I think that's my primary thing. When I think about yeah. doing what we just did every month on Instagram, I'm like, no, please no.
Okay. So tell me, that was my next question. Actually, what did you do on Instagram to get those 218 new members?
Yeah. So if we look at our pre-launch, and we did do it into three phases. So we spent about, I would say we worked backwards from our cart open date, which was September 15th, by about 6 to 8 weeks. So 4 weeks prior to our cart open date, and then 4 weeks prior to that, the first phase was all about just kind of like putting out polarizing stuff, like not even really calls to action, but just me really taking a stand, having them pick a side. And that's where all my content was. We were sending emails. All of my captions were, again, just kind of honing in on what we really stand for and getting them to come there. And then the 4 weeks prior to cart open, I think it was 4 weeks, were the wait list. So it was then shifting to like case studies, testimonials, showing them what's possible, sharing recipes, me going live with recipes, and then honing in that date, September 15th. And then the cart open on September 15th, we had, I think, 400 people on the wait list. We just closed, so I don't know what that conversion percentage is. Mm-hmm. We did get phone numbers as well. So we texted people from the waitlist. We had an email automation for the waitlist and for the entire list. And then all of our content on Instagram was for 3 days, 2 posts a day, then directing them towards the link. So we kind of focus on the waitlist and then also those on Instagram. And stories are where I get a lot of people. I mean, hundreds of people are swiping up to the sales page, which the sales page converted pretty well too.
What was that conversion rate?
The last time I looked, it was 20%. I can go look
on the sales page.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Usually we have like 4.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, you know, 2 to 5 is kind of average if you're at 20% on the sales page.
And also I was really surprised because it's like my entire Instagram traffic being driven to the sales page. So it usually is just like a lot of looky loos and they're like, what's going on?
Yep.
I am going to look accurately though. Okay, so we had 1,060 views, and of course, some of those were us, and then so 218 divided by 10. So
roughly 20%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, we actually took about half of the stuff off of it, which we had never edited. We hadn't edited our sales page for like a year.
Yeah.
So we moved up a testimonial video and removed about half of it. So anyways, that's where we're at with the launch we just did, and that's how we did it.
I think that... Do you know what kind of ad budget you're willing to spend?
Well, I guess to answer that question, I'm willing to spend. I mean, I am familiar with if my earnings per lead is larger than my cost per lead, I'm going to spend as much as I possibly can.
Good answer.
Yeah. I will say in the beginning, I'm willing to spend whatever I can to test.
Yeah.
And whatever will give me a big enough sample size and enough data to then know that my cost per lead is indeed lower than my earnings per lead. And then it's like, let's go.
Yeah. Do you have all the videos that you did in your thought reversal videos where you took a stand? Do you have those videos still?
Most of them were captions and emails or Instagram stories.
Okay.
Because it was all on Instagram. So I think we've done one. We did actually do one thought reversal that we put on Facebook and we ended up taking it down. A lot of my videos are in my kitchen. So like actually cooking.
Oh, okay. Now, so wait, with the thought reversal on Instagram stories, you didn't save the story videos?
Oh, I can go grab them, but I wouldn't even deem it a thought reversal as much as it was, we called them trains, and we said, what are like the five or six trains that we want people to come on board with? Mm-hmm. So like believing in yourself train, having confidence train. And so it was a lot less formal than like, here's a thought reversal or one video about this. It would be like a sequence of 3 minutes of an Instagram story on me sharing about like misconceptions or objections about this actual train. So it wasn't even a lot. It was just stories, because that's where I get the most views.
Gotcha. What I'm thinking about is, as far as like starting to put together a strategy here,
yeah,
is doing a video strategy,
mm-hmm, okay,
where you're putting out these videos where you are targeting your ideal audience. And we'll talk about your ideal audience here in a second, but you're putting these videos out and you're testing to see which ones are resonating the most, which mm-hmm. videos are getting, you know, depending on the length, of course, but you know, are the shorter ones getting 50 to 75% completion rates, for example, building audiences of those people,
yeah,
of the ones that are resonating, and then beginning to retarget them with an offer. So yeah. I think with you're proficient in creating content like that, and you're kind of doing, you're following the same format sort of that you just did on Instagram. I think that you can, again, this really kind of goes back to in between launches, you can do like wait list, right? Mm-hmm. And, but I see you running the video like consistently. It's like, yeah, you're evergreen running the video, but you're not like, they're not calls to action or anything like that, mm-hmm, at this point.
Okay.
You're just getting the video content out there. You're building the audiences. You're seeing which videos resonate, you know, the messaging. And then you're following the same format that you just did, mm-hmm, but this is to these cold audiences as you build the retargeting audiences. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And it's funny because when I've talked with some others and you know, they really emphasize building those audiences. But I think from a mindset perspective, because I haven't seen like a very clear picture, or I haven't really outlined a strategy for it, I would like, mm-hmm, go live and then it's there. And then, sure, I'd go live in my kitchen again. So it makes perfect sense. And it especially makes sense when I think about taking what I did on Instagram, which was for the Instagram format, but how can I do the exact same thing and put it on Facebook? I mean, it makes, it's kind of like, duh, Jasmine.
But are putting it on, you are putting it on Facebook, but you're also going to put it on Instagram.
Okay. And, okay.
You know what I mean? So okay, even though
but I can't build an audience from what I'm putting on Instagram. You're saying, right?
Well, the videos that you're putting out there, you're going to build engagement audiences of them. People watching your videos, where they're being played, Facebook is building in those engagement audiences. So I actually think that you absolutely should continue to put those videos within stories, for example, both Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah.
But these are new audiences.
Right. But right, you're saying, but if I'm going, the audiences in terms of retargeting are going to be built from who's watching on Facebook.
It would pull in from Instagram as well.
Oh, okay. That's what I didn't know. Okay. So they from only lives or TV?
No. Any. So, I mean, so not, so let's, all right, let's just say you have a series of five videos that you used in like the pre-launch of your, metaphor there, your train example. And like, you're talking about different topics, right? Mm-hmm. All that are relevant to your target audience and that, you know, where you're talking about the types of things that the offer that you do, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not, there's not a call to action here. You're just putting the messaging out there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you would take those videos and run them across Facebook's and Instagram's suite of placements. So for example,
as ads.
Yeah,
and then
totally,
it's going to be, okay, I thought for some reason I was misunderstanding. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So this is your ad strategy.
Okay.
And then you're seeing which one of your pieces of content is resonating the most, mm-hmm, right? You're building engagement audiences of all of them for each of them, but you're really seeing like, oh, video number one is really resonating versus, you know, video number three isn't so, mm-hmm, bad, right? And so you're looking at that, you're building these audiences, and then of the ones that are resonating the most, then you start reusing those audiences to retarget with an offer, which we'll talk about here in a second.
Yeah.
The cool thing about this is like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel, right? You're taking what you already have, but now you're, you know, now you're leveraging Facebook and Instagram's targeting to get it in front of your target audience and see which message resonates.
Yeah. I mean, I love, it's like exactly what I was doing, but actually with some strategy. I would be really interested also taking my Instagram stories and even just like screen recording the clips of stories into one big video, because they're so informal and it's just like me outside or and seeing how that does instead of, okay, I'm just already thinking of ideas, but
yeah, I mean, get as creative as you want to there. You could do a carousel ad, for example, where you've got different panels with the different videos. It's just, it's how creative you want to get, right?
Yeah.
And so the strategy becomes, all right, cool. We'll retarget them. And then as we retarget them, what kind of offer are we retargeting them with?
Right. Yeah.
And this is where that's, you know, this is all testing, but like, this is where you could retarget them with a $1, the $1 trial. Mm-hmm. You could retarget them with an offer of a recipe. And on the thank you page, you offer them the $1 trial, right? Like a little mini upsell on the thank you page.
Yeah.
This is really where it's like, all right, let's just start testing to see which ones convert the best.
Yep. And these are the things that we just see so many possibilities with, but we just haven't done. So there are so many possibilities. We are very ready to just test and be open to any of that. But that's where we're just looking for the ideas of, you know, which ones to test. So I love all of that. And cool. Okay.
So let's talk about your target audience. You know, the busy mom who is overwhelmed, you know, she really wants to put, you know, a healthy meal on the table in the evening time, but maybe either doesn't have time or doesn't quite know what to do. Just needs things easier. Tell me more.
Yeah. So we have named her Katie. So Katie is, she works part time. So she may be a stay at home mom, but all in all, she's busy in some capacity and she does care about what she's feeding her kids. It's not necessarily the mom who, you know, is purely in survival mode where it's only fast food and doesn't even desire to cook. It's not to say we can't help them, but we, our target is people who are cooking or want to learn and improve at least even 1 to 2 meals a week. And it's also not people who can afford like a private chef or meal delivery. It's right in that middle sweet spot where she's busy, she's overwhelmed. She, you know, hangs out with other moms and feels guilty because they're doing so much better than her. That's really where Katie is at. And there's that piece of getting the meals on the table for her family, but also her desiring to eat better and at least eat more consistently. Kind of feel like, I don't know if I can swear, but kind of feel like she has her crap together is what Katie wants.
Got it. So as we start to think about targeting from an ads perspective, you have a really good understanding of your target audience and the messaging, pain points, challenges, how you help them, all that stuff. That's going to be really helpful in your ad copy. You know, so you got your messaging, that's your messaging, right? And really honing in on those pain points and challenges and how you solve them. That's awesome. Now let's think about, so how might we target, like we're going to get really tactical here.
Yeah.
How might we target those people? Well, you know, I mean, first and foremost, I would do simply moms with like kid, you know, a certain age ranges of kids. And that's it. Like I would do one ad set that's just super broad. Now your audience is going to be massive.
Yeah.
But it's like, all right, let's start there. Right. And then now we get into, man, like the options are endless, really. What I want you to start thinking about is like, what are their hobbies? What kind of brands do they shop at? What kind of stores? What do they do in the weekends?
I feel pretty clear on that too. And
cool. Do they watch certain TV shows?
Okay.
That sort of thing. And then you start grouping together these interests to put into ad sets to target your ads too. Now, how many total customers do you have?
Right now it's a little under 900.
Okay. So I would create a, you're just under, I like to say at least 1,000 people in the base audience from which to create a lookalike audience, but I would still do it. I would create a lookalike audience of your customers.
Okay.
Even if it's like past customers as well.
Okay. We definitely, I mean, there's thousands of those.
Okay, perfect. So what I would do is I would take that number, your like current, like your total number of customers that you've had, both current and past, create a lookalike audience out of that number. And that is a cold audience for you to target as well. Mm-hmm. 100%. And I would play around with that from a, so are you familiar with like the percentages of lookalikes? So 1%, 2%, 3%, and so on. So you can create up to 10%. So 1% is the closest match people of your base audience. 10 is the broadest match. We've had, so I would definitely do 1%, but we've had really good luck with like 3% and 5%.
Okay.
As well. And so that 1% is going to give you roughly 2.2 million people in the US. And then, you know, three times that 3% is going to be about 6 million and then five, you know, it's going to go up from there. And so it's going to give you some really healthy size audiences in the multiple millions, but I would absolutely be testing those audience sizes. And I would probably at first, at least break up the lookalike audiences into their own ad sets to see which one's performing the best. So like a 1% ad set, a 3% ad set, a 5% ad set. You do want to make sure that when you target, say, for example, the 3% in an ad set, that you exclude the 1% that you did in the other ad set to avoid overlap. And the same thing with the 5% one, you exclude the 3% just to avoid overlap. I would start there before you even get into like, you know, the moms with kids or the brands or anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be your, you know, this is a lookalike audience of people who have paid you, you know, with their, you know, they've taken out their credit card and paid you.
Yeah. I will say some resistance I had when we had initially, I had talked about this with my team even months ago, and our whole goal was, you know, get a new audience outside of Instagram, get a new audience outside of Instagram. So I had this idea that, well, if we're doing a lookalike audience on my customers, it's just like my Instagram again. And, but I guess it makes sense though, because we're talking millions and we're also talking people who are offering a, they're staying the, I mean, there's a great retention rate. So
Yeah, exactly.
I've debunked my own objection.
And so if you, what you also want to do with that, by the way, too, is exclude your existing customers, right?
Yeah.
Now you said you've got 900 existing, but then thousands of people who have been with you in the past. Mm-hmm. Like what about having an audience of those people and trying to get them back?
Oh yeah. I like that. We did that once, like a re-engagement campaign. I can't remember what we offered them. That was a while ago though. We should definitely do that again. Yes.
I would target. So if you've got thousands of people and like they've been a customer in the past, like that's low hanging fruit for, sorry for the cliche, but like that's easy audiences to go after to make them a special offer to try to get them back.
Yes. I love that. We do. I mean, we've seen it's, you know, handfuls, so not a lot, but some people come back with this trial, because again, this is my Instagram. So they see me re-promoting the offer, but I love that, doing another something to target them. Okay, cool.
So,
or to email them. Great.
Yeah. And then I'm typing out right now. So goal number one is we're going to say re-engagement funnel. And then let's say, I'm just going to call it the $1 trial funnel.
Okay. Yeah. And that offer, somehow getting them there.
Yeah. That offer could be whatever you want to do.
Sure.
Now, remember we're talking about how do we attract new people?
Yes.
Now I want to go back to, you know, what are you feeling from a launch perspective? I think what could be really interesting is doing monthly launches where you've got, you know, like that this offer ends at this point, and then you can go through and be, you know, continuing to do this and excluding people who have not taken you, you know, like have landed on the sales page, for example, or whatever, and exclude them from month to month. You know, what are you kind of feeling there? Or do you want to try it evergreen where you're re-engaging these people or and I should not say retargeting these people, and then you're retargeting them with an offer. Again, I'm just as an example.
Yeah.
Here's a free recipe or something or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. And then on the thank you page is a $1 trial offer.
Yeah. Okay. I love the ideas. Ideas are my favorite. I'm just thinking out loud right now. When you're talking about the evergreen, that feels really good from a longer term vision, but mm-hmm. also the monthly launches. I just need to get more clarity on that. What are you envisioning when you say monthly launch? Like, how are they seeing the offer? Like emails, or are we talking like maybe like Facebook ish? Cause right now I just equate it to what we just did on Instagram. And I'm like, that's where it doesn't sound exciting. But if I can picture just an idea or possibility of what a monthly launch may look like, I think that then I could.
Well, what you just did on Instagram is heavier, if you will, because it was a lot of manual stuff on your part.
Right? Yes, exactly. So I'm trying to picture like if I'm doing monthly, are we talking?
This is more automated. Where, you know, you're running ads into, there's some sort of, you're doing the video, you're building these audiences, and then you could even do the same exact thing where it's like a wait list.
Uh-huh.
And then once you're like the cart's open for 3 days, you're both running ads to those people and following up with them via email.
Okay.
So it's the same kind of launch, but it's all automated. And then the offer goes away and then you just repeat that process again.
Yes. Okay. And then, I mean, the evergreen option would still have, I mean, deadline funnel deadlines for each person, but it's not a set open close for the month. That's really the difference, right? Like the evergreen is going to be open close by the individual, whereas the monthly would simply be open close like time-based of the month.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, you're like, all right, I'm going to do an October launch and just like, and then you're just running the video ads, building those retargeting audiences. You're always running those, but you're putting an offer out there, you know, for a wait list sort of thing. And then if they sign up for the wait list, you give them the option to, you know, you have an open cart period, which is going to close again. And you just keep doing that each month.
I mean, I love that idea. I think also that during even the monthly launches, we can start testing. Well, I guess they'd be going right into the offer. I was gonna say we can test, how can we leverage that to test something for the evergreen? But
if you wanted to really simplify it, you could do all that. You can totally handle this.
I was going to say both, but I didn't want to say.
Yeah. Like you could do email, right? Like they sign up for the wait list and boom, you know, or it, again, this is where it gets into like, you can start trying all different types of things, right? Mm-hmm. You can do a wait list, you can do opt-in for the free, some sort of freebie, right? Because you're talking about a very inexpensive offer. And so it's like people who are there, who are signing up on your wait list, then you're offering them, hey, the cart's open for the next 3 days for October.
Yeah. I love it. Well, I love the idea of the monthly launches and maybe somehow even doing both. Honestly, it sounds so easy because when I compare it to how, I mean, I shared my bigger vision with you, which is to not be the face of Your Dinner Is Planned, to have it be where it's really brand focused. It's Your Dinner Is Planned. It's not, they're not right now, they're signing up because Jazzy and they see what Jazzy's creating and they see what I'm implementing. So I love this because really all I'm picturing is where they're seeing me is just that top of the funnel videos, right?
Yes.
And then
exactly.
Like right now, open cart is how much I'm showing up. And I mean, we have a lot automated and with our texting and with our emails, but the other part, as I mentioned, was stories. So just to be clear, what you're picturing and these ideas we're talking about, especially with these monthly launches, the open cart, it's not me. I mean, it's the emails and it's
correct.
Oh, that sounds great.
you are just what you just described. You're the top of the funnel, if you will, with the videos and the branding, that sort of thing. But then you're not the solution. Dinner Is Planned is the solution.
Yes. That's, you just put into words like our number one goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I absolutely want to try. The monthly launches. And so I think the first priority is repurposing some videos we have and then just even creating some more, even if they're like in my kitchen or talking about the trains, mm-hmm. but also maybe just seeing where it fits in to have something running where they instantly see the offer. I like that idea too, with like a cookbook or a recipe, something. Okay.
Yep. Yep.
I love it. Sounds very exciting. I mean, I feel great. Like I said, I knew we had all these possibilities, but just seeing it and how I'm the top of the funnel, which is exciting to me. I like being on videos. I like cooking and I love that. And so then, yeah, I'm just getting all these ideas stirring, but yes, it sounds
I can tell just in watching you, that just feels lighter.
It does. It
totally I don't have to be the face all the way throughout the funnel.
Yeah, because then I can focus elsewhere, but also the fact that it's a very clear strategy of how we can get new people. Like every time we've done our little scrappy Instagram launches, it's just to an existing audience. The audience mm-hmm. doesn't grow that much. So that's really what I've been longing for.
Your audience will grow as a result.
Inevitably, absolutely. Yeah.
And so what I would be doing also is creating a lookalike audience out of the Instagram engagement.
Okay.
Audience. And I would even start with these lookalike audiences before, like I would like keep the cold interest, if you will, in your back pocket. Like you got lookalike audiences of your customers, you have your past customers, you get thousands of past customers, and you have a lookalike audience of your Instagram engagers.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would start right there.
So just for definitions and terms, you said put cold audience in the back pocket. You wouldn't call them cold.
I would. I apologize. Cold. I call them.
They're like
warmish.
That makes sense though. Okay.
They're still cold audiences, but they're not as cold as like, you know, fans of, you know.
Yeah. Well, when I say I desire, when I say I desire to like target cold audiences, targeting lukewarm audiences, targeting something that's not a hot, hot audience. That's my
correct.
Goal.
that's what you're doing here.
Great.
Yeah.
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 No, I love it.
So I want to, as we wrap up here, when do you want to do this by?
My next step will be identifying when we want to do that first monthly cart open. I also love the 3 days, but that's because it was very heavy on, it was intensive for me, not intensive in a bad way or not heavy in a bad way. It was just very jazzy focused. So I think determining strategically, like how many days to open it. So be picking a date. And
today is the, what is
today
it?
Is the 19th. I meet with my integrator tomorrow. So we will pick a date by tomorrow.
Okay.
Just kind of looking at my calendar and so we'll pick a date by tomorrow. And then luckily this guy, Rick Mulready, has all the resources we need. So I don't even need to start getting overwhelmed with the how of all this.
Yep.
Cause that's kind of what I'm thinking of too, is like, okay, cool. I see what to do, but like now actually implementing. Yeah. So I'm going to chat with her. We're going to pick a date. And then I think it's identifying what videos to repurpose and what to shoot, which we will also identify tomorrow. That won't be hard. I mean, this just feels so easy because we have everything. We have our messaging, we have emails, we have so many freebies we could test for the evergreen. We have, so I think it's just a matter of mapping it out, which I'm going to have it mapped out by the end of next week. Okay. So I'm going to get the pieces and the dates with my integrator tomorrow. And then by the 27th, I'm going to visually map out what this entire funnel looks like. Oh, speaking of the monthly, I think that's where I want to focus right now.
Yep.
Just to pick one bridge.
Awesome. So I got three things here. So put together the group of videos to repurpose by the September 20th tomorrow, and what videos to shoot that you need to shoot, or that you want to shoot. Identify the new monthly cart open by tomorrow, which is the 20th, and by September 27th, visually map out the first monthly funnel to test.
Yes.
Love it.
Yeah. I'm writing that down as well. Okay.
Since we are going to be on the podcast here, where can people find out more about?
So my Instagram is Jazzy Things, which is JazzyThings. And we do also have a Your Dinner is Planned Instagram. It's all spelled out, Your Dinner is Planned, where you can not only see how we've deployed this on Instagram, but also recipes and cooking tips and a little glimpse into how you can create recipes very simply and affordably.
Awesome. Love it. So you good?
Yeah, this is great.
Awesome.
Pumped. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Awesome.
So I will send you a recording of this, and I want updates after next Friday.
Yeah.
After you've mapped out that first funnel.
Cool. Yeah, this is awesome. This is honestly like exactly what I was seeking. Is I knew I'd be excited about whatever we fleshed out. So now that it's just clear.
Yep.
Cool. Love. Yeah. And I'm going to have my if I could snag this to the recording today, if that's possible, I'm going to have her watch it before our meeting tomorrow.
You bet. You got it.
Cool.
All right.
All right.
All right. Good to see you.
Yeah. And good then time. We have our first call like shortly after my little deadline on the first. So
Tuesday the first. Yep. Cool. I'll get an update from you then as well.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. That was fun.
Bye, Rick. See ya. Hey, thanks so much for listening. If you think that somebody that you know would find some value in today's episode with Jasmine or this podcast in general, I'd be super appreciative if you would share this podcast with your friends and colleagues that you think might find some value in it. Also, again, if you're an online expert wanting to take your business to the next level and you're interested in applying to be part of my next 6-month Accelerator Mastermind group, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator to apply. Okay. Coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way. So until then, and as always, my friends, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business. Then do more of what's working, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree. Heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.